It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Monday the 21st. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Netflix is the latest tech company to announce earnings today, and the streaming juggernaut has had an interesting quarter. It lost ground in the net neutrality debate after Verizon beat the FCC in a court battle. Meanwhile, thanks to a new agreement Netflix signed with Comcast, Netflix content is streaming faster than ever on Comcast Internet. So what should we look for in today's earnings report? Let's hit play with Dan Bobkoff.
Two things happened last week. One, Netflix released a trailer for the new season of Orange is the New Black.
I am prepared to behave like a model inmate, and I feel I no longer pose a threat.
And two, more evidence that Netflix is the new cable.
People who use Netflix or Hulu are actually almost three times more likely to be in that cord cutter segment.
John Fetto is a senior analyst at Experian Marketing Services. Its data show nearly one in five homes with a Netflix or Hulu subscription has no cable. Until now, he says, those cord cutters were more hype than reality.
We had never actually seen a real uptick in our data. It was always kind of within the margin of error.
But now, Fetto says about 6.5% of households have only internet service. That's 2.5 million more than in 2010. But Brett Sappington of Parks Associates says live TV still has its benefits.
Consumers want local news. They want live sports.
He says some TV viewers are downgrading instead of cutting their cable when they sign up for Netflix. And of course, Netflix wins either way. I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.
Speaking of Netflix, they should make an original series out of this story. Law enforcement has been using drones to spot criminals. Well, now criminals in England are reportedly starting to use drones to spot marijuana growing facilities and then rob or blackmail the people running those illegal grow houses. The drones get fitted with infrared cameras, which then identify the powerful lamps used to grow the pot. More proof, I guess, that drones can get pretty high. If you think the topic of spectrum auctions sounds a bit dry or wonky, then we have a lot in common. But when a government agency auctions off radio spectrum so one giant company can own it instead of another, it can have a huge impact on consumers, how we use our mobile devices now, how we might use them in the future, and how we will pay for it all. All this will depend in part on upcoming spectrum auctions being put together by the Federal Communications Commission in 2015, but the FCC will vote on the plan for that complicated auction next month. So for today's Tech Explainer, let's learn more with the help of Brian Fung. He writes about tech for The Washington Post. Hi, Brian.
Hi there.
Explain to me the importance of these auctions and what is actually happening here and why it matters.
What we're talking about are radio frequencies, which cell phone calls, Wi-Fi traffic go over.
Right, because most wireless communication is based on tiny radios in our devices.
That's right. And so dividing up this valuable resource is a pretty contentious and ambitious project.
So what's happening here?
The plan is to take broadcast spectrum that's currently being used by TV stations, and then the TV stations will be encouraged to give up that spectrum to the government. Those TV stations will be compensated, and then what's going to happen is that the government is going to turn around and sell that spectrum to wireless carriers like AT&T and Verizon, and they're going to use it to upgrade wireless services.
They'll make all my devices work a lot faster, potentially, in terms of the way that they send and get data.
Exactly.
Why has this not been tried before?
Well, for one thing, technology has finally gotten to the point where we really need a lot more spectrum than can be allocated.
What outcome might arrive from this, and what should we be thinking about?
So there are two big wireless companies, Verizon and AT&T, and they want to buy up as much spectrum as they can get. On the other side, you have smaller companies like Sprint and T-Mobile who say that they're going to be shut out of the bidding opportunities if AT&T and Verizon are allowed to buy up as much as they want.
So essentially, AT&T could buy up all the spectrum and then tell Sprint, either A, you've got to pay me big bucks for this if you want any of it, or B, you can't have any of it, and that's going to make our services better than yours, and it'll be an issue of competition.
That's right. And some economists even worry that AT&T and Verizon might buy up the spectrum and not use any of it and simply deny the spectrum to the smaller companies.
Do you have any sense of how this might play out?
Looking at what AT&T has said, it's threatened to pull out of the auction entirely if it doesn't get its way on spectrum caps. What I'm hearing from various analysts that I've spoken to is that there really isn't going to be another opportunity for AT&T to buy this much spectrum at this quality for a long time. And so AT&T really needs the spectrum. On the other hand, the FCC needs AT&T to participate in order to drive as much money into the hands of government as possible.
Brian Fung writes about technology for the Washington Post and has been covering this spectrum auction. Brian, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Before we go today, researchers at Fraunhofer Institute's Development Center for X-ray Technology have figured out something cool. If you hit rocks of kimberlite ore with X-rays from two different spectrums, you can apply an algorithm that tells you if there's a diamond inside. There are some kinks to work out in the tech, but the goal here is to be able to X-ray chunks of rock as they move down a conveyor belt and tell if they hold precious stones. Might be good news for people prepping a marriage proposal or supervillains looking for massive diamonds to power their death rays. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.